We begin the current daf Masechet Ksubos, daf Beis. With this, we begin the new Masechet, Masechet Ksubos. We begin the first parak, parak Besul Nisus. The first parak of Masechet Ksubos talks primarily about the halachas of Ksuba. Now, there's a difference in the amount that's given in the automatic part of the Ksuba for a Besula, a virgin versus an Almana that was someone that is not a Besula. And on that, our Mishnah begins the parak by discussing one of the components of when one marries a Besula. And that's why she gets more money in her ksuba, which is the presumption that she's a besula. What happens if there's what's called tainus besulum, where if the husband, after he gets married and consummates a relationship, he claims that she was not a virgin and there were no besulum, and therefore there's going to be a ramification in halacha. So that's the topic that our Mishnah opens up. Again, this parak talking about the component of the ksuba being the difference in the payment to a besula and almana. So the Mishnah begins, besula. There's a takanas lacham, a rabbinic enactment regarding a woman that's a virgin, that's a besula, that she's nisus liyem hervi, that she gets married on the fourth day of the week, on Wednesday, as the Gemara and the Mishnah will explain. V'amon liyem hachamishi, and a widow gets married on a Thursday. Now, the Mishnah explains what's the reason why a besula gets married on a Wednesday. And the reason is because shepamayim b'shabbos, because two times in the week, but they dinin yeshvin bayaris. The courts are open in the cities. They are b'yom hasheni or b'yom hachamishi on Mondays and Thursdays. And this is one of the 10 institutions that Ezra was misakin, as it's brought in Masechet Baba Kama, Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, where there it explains all the 10 different enactments. And that's why the Rabbanan made the institution that a besula gets married on a Wednesday. And the reason is because shim hoyuloi tainis besulim, because if the morning after the wedding, the husband comes and claims she was not a besula. So hoyim mashkim lebezin. So if he gets married on Wednesday, so then there's Wednesday night and Thursday morning, he gets up and he goes to Bezdin. And this is when he's still angry because he finds out that it was wrong, this mistaken understanding that he had from the time they were engaged. Now, but if there would be a gap, and that it would be, let's say, on a Tuesday he'd get married, and the next day would be Wednesday morning, so then we have to be concerned that maybe he'll calm down by then, and then he'll just end up staying married to her. Now, the problem with that is because, at least in Talmudic times, Kedushin and Nisuin had, as we're going to quote on this, on the current daf, that there was a 12-month, possibly, as it's called, a yar and a mitvach, which is a Yiddish statement saying this idea, which is a long time, which is they would wait a year and then a mitvach a Wednesday up until because they would get married on B'yom Revi, so there was this long gap. Maybe everyone knew her as a besula, but now he finds out, he's saying that there were no besulim. Maybe she was mezana, she had an adulterous affair with another man during the engagement period, thus making her forbidden on him. As Gemara learns in Masechet Sayyidah of Chav Chesem and Alf, as it says, V'nistra v'hi nitma, where the woman that is mezana, once at least that there's kedushin, and she's considered, at least on some level, married to her, the one that she's engaged to, she becomes forbidden to the boyel and to the baal, to her husband. Now, but once he'll come the next morning, if it's going to be an immediate thing, and he's still upset and he's still confused about this, he comes to Bezdin, then the word's going to get out that this person is claiming that she was not a besula. And then they'll be able to verify this, because then maybe witnesses are going to come and say, oh yeah, we know, we heard something that there's this suspicion with this woman and another man. And therefore, we wanted it specifically to be that the wedding night should be the night before the next day that's going to be one of the days that the courts are open. Now, the Gemara is going to ask, so why did our Mishnah say specifically she has to get married on a Wednesday? She could so too get married on a Sunday. Either one, because he said Bezdin, the courts are open on Mondays and Thursdays, so it could be either Sunday, Wednesday. Why did our Mishnah say specifically on a Wednesday? But the primary idea, again, that our Mishnah is saying that a Besula gets married on a Wednesday is so that the next morning when Bezdin is open, when he'll still have the kaz, he'll go to Bezdin and he'll state his claim, and maybe someone will come forth and verify that she is actually Asatim, that she was Mizana. Now, the Gemara brings the following discussion that will be challenging at first, as the Gemara will ultimately ask, and then we'll come to the final resolution and the understanding of what actually is being said. Now, Amar of Yosef, Yosef said that Amar Yehuda Mishmuel, he said in the name of Yehuda, who said in the name of Shmuel, the following question. Memneima Amru Besula Nisus Limravi. Why did they say that a Besula gets married on a Wednesday? Which again, is seemingly all these, as the Gemara will ask on all these points, seemingly a difficult question because this happens to be seemingly the actual point of our Mishnah. But that's what Rav Yosef said in the name of Yehuda Mishmuel. So on that was said that Lafisha Sheninu, because we had learned which is brought later on Daf Nun Zayin and Aleph and Perek Af Al Pi, the Mishnah there says, the idea that we just said before, that a besula, when the husband, when the fiancé, the one that she's engaged to, would come and say, okay, let's get married, meaning after he gave her the ring, in Talmudic times it wasn't done at the same moment that it's done in contemporary times, rather it was done at one point, then they would give time for the wedding, for the second stage of marriage, which is Nisuan. So if he said and said, let's get married, they would give the besula, the woman, 12 months to prepare herself with all her cosmetics and all the things that she needs for the wedding and for the marriage. And for a widow, it would be just 30 days. Now, so the Mishnah there says, additionally, let's say he giyazman. Let's say, so, okay, he says, and let's get married, meaning he already gave her condition, gave her the ring, says, let's get married. So, okay, they give her then 12 months. Let's say that time of 12 months comes. V'loy nisu, and they're not married yet, they didn't come to the chuppah yet. Now, the Gemara in Amud Beis will actually explain that it's a reference to it, that it's the husband, that it's his fault that they're not married yet. He's holding it up for some reason. So if the time came and they didn't get married yet, so the Mishnah there says, Ichleis Mishaloi. So the woman, who up until now was not eating from his things, starts to eat from his table, meaning he has to support her. And that's because a married woman, when there's Nisuin, one of the Takanas Bezin is that there's an obligation for the husband to feed the woman, as the Gemara will explain later on, Daf Membo Membeis. So now where they should be married, it's just that he's holding it up, so he has to start feeding already. And Va'ichlis B'Truma. That is, if he's a Kohen and she's a Bas Yisrael, and up until now she was not eating Truma because her father was not a Kohen. But a Kohen feeds his wife Truma, as the Gemara learns on Daf Nun Zayin Beis from B'Kohen Kik Nenefesh, which is called Kinyan Kasboy, a woman or other things that are acquired by him, he feeds them Truma. Now, since here she should be married to him, now, although biblically actually he starts feeding her by Kedushin, but rabbinically not. But now that once the time for Nisuin actually came and he's holding it back, so she even eats Truma. That's the primary halacha there in that Mishnah. Now, Yochel Higiyazman Be'echad B'Shabbos. Now, you would think, if let's say that halacha from that Mishnah, that the 12-month period that he gave her comes out, the deadline is on a Sunday. So you would think, Yehimal L'Mazaynis, if he didn't get married yet, so like that Mishnah said over there, he has to start feeding her. So that's what Rav Yosef is saying in the name of Rida Mishmul, Lekach Shaninu, that's why our Mishnah says, Besula Nisis Liyem Ravi. No, a Besula gets married on a Wednesday. To tell you that this halacha, that although it's a Sunday and it's 12 months and therefore either get married or you're going to have to start feeding because you didn't do what you have to get married, that's what our Mishnah says, that no, I can't get married now, even though it's 12 months, because it's a Sunday, and the rabbinic institution is to get married on a Wednesday. And therefore, it's not him holding back the marriage, it's the rabbinic enactment. And therefore, he doesn't have to start feeding her yet, even though it's 12 months already, up until when it's a Wednesday. Well, then is when he's allowed to get married. That's again what Rabbi Yosef said in the name of Yehuda Mishmul. Now, that Om Rabbi Yosef himself wonders, this halacha that he was saying over this discussion, in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, he said, Morid Avram, which is a type of a phrase of wonderment. The master of Avram, a reference to Avram Avinu. What was this that Shmuel was saying? Now, moreover, Rashi points out that Rav Yosef, as mentioned many times at Shas, became ill, and he forgot parts of his learning. And he would wonder about some of the things that he was saying over about how that makes sense, because he forgot the way actual that he had understood it originally because of his illness. So what he wondered about this discussion was, the way he's saying it over now, was, I don't understand. Tali Tanya, this that my Rebbe had said over, he said that he's hinging this that we learned in our Mishnah, that what's the understanding of our Mishnah's halacha, b'doloi Tanya, in a Mishnah that wasn't learned. Which the Gemara right away asks, hi Tanya, v'hai loi Tanya? Which, you're saying that our Mishnah is learned, meaning as our Mishnah says that there's such halacha, b'sula nisi lemar vi, that a b'sula gets married on a Wednesday, and that the other Mishnah is not learned? That's not true. Hatanya v'hatanya. What do you mean? We have our Mishnah over here, which says the halacha b'sul nislim revi, which is a Tanoik statement that said. And there's also that Mishnah of Nanzayim and Aleph, which is also taught. What do you mean? There's two different halachas. There's one about the halacha of 12 months, that if the time comes and you didn't start, and you didn't get married yet, you still have to feed anyway. And then there's the halacha of our Mishnah. So why are you saying that they're not both Tanoik statements? So rather, no, what Rabbi Yisrael was wondering was, Tali Tanya de Mefarish time. What was bothering him was, that our Mishnah actually says the reason why a Besula gets married on a Wednesday. Meaning the opening of Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, what Rabbi Yisrael was saying over the name, was the opening question was, why is it that we get married on a Wednesday? Now, that is what they had answered because of that other halacha, to say that although the halacha of 12 months, that you still have to start feeding, but if it comes out on the Sunday, you don't have to, as we see in our Mishnah. But the problem with that is how are you explaining the reasoning for the halacha of our Mishnah, which actually says the reason why you get married on the Wednesday? It says so that the next morning, he'll go to Beis Din because he has this tainus besulim, and we're hinging the explanation of our Mishnah, which says the reason, but the Tanya, in a Tanoik statement, meaning in that Mishnah later on, regarding when it's Higiyah's month, when the 12 months have come, when he has to start feeding, the Loi Mefarash Taima. That doesn't say the reason, meaning it doesn't say an explicit reason why that would be, that if it comes out on a Sunday, that you don't have to start giving Mezainis. There, it just says 12 months, then you have to start feeding. Now, and that is what Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel wanted to say, that if it comes out on a Sunday, that why don't you have to go ahead and feed then? Because of the halacha of our Mishnah. But the problem is, the way they phrased the question was not that. They asked, why does our Mishnah say you get married on a Wednesday? So it sounds like what they're saying is, you know we get married on a Wednesday? Because of that halacha over there. What does that mean? The halacha over there doesn't even give a specific reason why you would say that you don't feed on the Sunday. It says that when it reaches 12 months, you have to start feeding. So why are you saying that the reason why you get married on the Wednesday is because for that halacha doesn't even say that you would have to not start feeding on the Sunday and only on the Wednesday. It's only because you're basing it on the halacha of our Mishnah, which actually gives a reason for its halacha. So it sounds kind of backwards to say that, oh, what's the reason of our halacha of our Mishnah? Oh, based on the halacha of that Mishnah over there. But that's a little bit backwards, because actually that's the other way around. Our Mishnah says a reason for Wednesday, and that Mishnah does not say any reasons for Wednesday. It doesn't even mention anything about Wednesday and Sunday. And therefore, that which was bothering him, the way he was saying this, again, due to his chayli, that it doesn't make sense. Eliyitmar, rather, he says that if it was said, hachayitmar, this is the way it should be said, what Amar Yehuda Mishmuel said. And there's a piece missing here. And the way the question was, as they had said it, the question was, as they had said the question, why is it that a besula gets married on a Wednesday? So that is, as our Mishnah says, the explicit reason. Because if the husband had a claim against her virginity, her besulim, so you mask him the bezin, and he would come to bezin and state his claim and saying, she's not a besula. Now, on that, the question is, and this is all Rav Yosef saying, which was, there were gaps in what he had said over the name of Yehuda Mishmuel. That's why he had this question that doesn't make sense. But he's filling in the gaps now, and now it makes sense. Now, the question then is, but as we had alluded to this question actually in the Mishnah already, but v'tinasi be'echad b'shabbos, but get married on a Sunday, that you'll still fulfill the same purpose, because then if the husband has a claim against the besulim, hayimashkim lebezni, we'd get it to bezni, because like we said in the Mishnah, there's 2 days a week that they're there, Monday and Thursday. So why do we say you have to get married just on a Wednesday and limit everyone's ability for besulim? Suddenly Wednesdays are the most popular hot night. Why can't you get married on a Sunday too, that the next morning you'll also be able to go to bezni? Now that the reason is, which this is not said explicitly in our Mishnah, shaktu chacham al takanis b'nei Yisrael. The sages were diligent regarding making all the proper requisite needs of the Jewish women. And that is, they wanted that what the husband's preparing for the wedding should be perfect. And therefore, they wanted she'heterech besuda shleishayam, that the husband should prepare, should have enough time during the week to prepare for 3 days. And therefore, they wanted it as late in the week as possible so that he could prepare Echad b'Shabbos, V'Sheni b'Shabbos, V'Shlishi b'Shabbos. He could be preparing Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and it'll be Revi Kainza, and then on Wednesday he'll marry her so that it'll be a perfect wedding. He'll have all the preparations necessary so that the woman can be happy that the wedding will be as perfect as it could be. And that's why our Mishnah says, yes, based on the one reason that our Mishnah says, it could be either Sunday or Wednesday. But there's an additional reason besides that reason, which is Shaktu, which again is the shorthand term being used, that we want it to be perfect for the woman, that the wedding will be as it should be, that the husband will prepare for 3 days before, and then that's why it's on Wednesday, not on Sunday. Now, on that is where the second half of Yehuda Amar Shmuel's statement fits in, where we didn't have this, we were missing this data in the previous version of this discussion, and that is, v'achshav shashaninu shaktu, now that we taught that there's another idea, that because of this takana, that we want that the wedding should be prepared to its fullest. That's why when it comes out on us, that's why he couldn't get married on the Sunday because of Shaktu. So that is what Oisa Shishninu, that's what we learned in that Mishnah, Davnun Zayin, that he gives man v'lei nisu if the 12 months came and the husband didn't get married yet. That we said oichlis mishaloiva oichlis betruma, that then she could start eating from him because you could, when we're married, you have to feed me and I eat truma. Now, although we're not married, but you should have married, it's 12 months already. So she starts eating. But higiyas man be'echad b'shabbas, but if the 12 month comes out on the Sunday, so that is what Rabbi Yehuda Mishmol is saying, mituch she'in yochel lichna, since he can't get married, why can't he get married? Because of the institution for the woman herself, because the rabbis instituted, don't get married on the Sunday. Because of Shaktu, they want me to be able to prepare Sunday, Monday, Tuesday for the wedding, and only get married on Wednesday. So yes, it's 12 months, but I'm not getting married because the chachamim, so therefore, ein amal mezainis, therefore he doesn't give her mezainis. That's the conclusion of, again, the way it was said over originally from Rav Yosef, it was a bridge, missing many pieces. And therefore Rav Yosef wondered, what does that mean? How can you hinge and explain our Mishnah's halacha based on the Mishnah over there? And again, he filled in the gaps, especially this idea about Shaktu, that is, no, you get married on a Wednesday. And as our Mishnah says, the reason. The question of our Mishnah's halacha was, as that was the question, why getting married on Wednesday? What do you mean getting married on Wednesday? The Mishnah says why. No, the question is, why Wednesday and not Sunday? That's what is filled in with the idea of Shaktu, because we want to be able to prepare. Now, but then, once we have Shaktu, that then reveals an added component of halacha for that halacha in that Mishnah over there, which tells us that although it's going to be 12 months, and that Mishnah says then you have to start feeding, but if it's on the Sunday, you don't, because of Shaktu, which adds on to the idea of our Mishnah's halacha, that not only Wednesday, that it has to be just Wednesday, not Sunday, because of Shaktu, so then you don't have to start feeding if it's on the Sunday. Rather, you have to wait for the Wednesday, and only then does he have to start giving mezainis. Now, Rav Yosef himself concludes now. He wants to expound and take this logic one step further. And he says, Lefikach, therefore, since we just learned that if the husband is held back from getting married, although it's 12 months, but due to beyond his control, as we said, because the Kanz Chum says you can't get married yet, we want you to be able to prepare the wedding perfectly and then get married on the Wednesday, so therefore he does not have to go ahead and feed her yet. So he says the same thing would be logically if Chalohu, if let's say the husband the who is engaged becomes ill, Aisha Chalsahi, or the Kala becomes ill, Aisha Pirsan Nida, or the bride begins menstruating, which neither of these are appropriate times to have a wedding. So in the Malam Mezainis, he doesn't have to give her Mezainis yet. And again, it's because it's beyond the control of the husband. He didn't make himself sick. He didn't make her sick. He didn't make her become a Nida. But whatever the reasons are, they're inappropriate times to get married. But since it's an Einis, you can say and take it one step further and say, just like the Takans Chachamim of Shaktu makes him exempted from starting to feed her yet, because although it's 12 months, but he can't get, because it's beyond his control, it's an oinus that he's not getting married, so that's something that would apply to these same type of ideas too, that if it's chalohu or chalsehi, or she's pirsanida, where again, it's an oinus, it's beyond his control, that now they're not getting married, so he'd also be exempt from having to feed her. However, actually, so that's what Rabbi Yosi said, but some actually said in the way of a question, that it wasn't so obvious to them, to say that it would be the same idea as the halacha of Shaktu. And that is, some ask it, chalohu mahu, what would the halacha be if he becomes ill? In other words, these three halachas that Rav Yosef took for granted are the same. The Gemara asks in the process regarding if they're the same or not. So what's the halacha if he's ill? As the Gemara explains the question. Do you say hasam over there regarding when the 12 months comes out on the Sunday, and that we say he doesn't have to feed it yet? Time am I, what's the reason? Mishum da onis, because it's beyond his control. The chacham said you can't get married, so I can't get married. So when he's sick, it's also beyond his control. He didn't make himself sick, and therefore he would still be exempt. Idilmo, maybe, no, there's a difference. Because hasam onis betekanta de kinel rabbanan. It's a certain type of an oinus. It's a rabbinic enactment that's a really full-fledged oinus to say that the rabbis want it this way. The rabbis want it this way, so then what do you want? I can't get married anyway. But hacholoi, here, even though it's an oinus, but it's his oinus. It's not that the rabbis want it like that. So therefore, yes, it's beyond your control. You didn't make yourself sick, but still it's your obligation. Once it reaches 12 months, you have to get married. And therefore, if you're not getting married, you have to pay up. Now, then it moves on to the second case. And if you're going to say that it's true, not like Rabbi Yosef, that if he becomes sick, he actually has to give her mezainis, because it's not like when the rabbis are saying you can't, you're supposed to. Now, you can't because you're an anus, but it's your responsibility. But then the question is regarding the second case, chal sehi mahu, what halacha be if she became ill? Now, here the question is, matzi amala, could he tell the bride, look, anoho ki imna, I'm here, I'm ready to get married. Now, with the fact that we're not getting married, it's not my fault, it's your fault if anything, you're ill, so I don't have to feed you, I feed the woman that I'm getting married to. Now, if at the time came to get married and he held up, so he has to pay up because it's his fault. But here's not my fault, so I don't have to pay, I don't have to feed you. Or maybe no. Matzi amrele, maybe she could tell him, nistachfa sadehu, which the word nistachfa means to say that it's like flooded, meaning that your field got flooded, meaning it's your mazel, it's your bad mazel that caused this. Because from today on, I'm incumbent upon you to feed me. These are your obligations. Now, the fact that we can't get married, yes, although I'm sick, but it doesn't mean they can make a difference because if it's me or you, you have to marry. You have an obligation. Now, so it's either you or me, but it's your mazel that makes it that we're not getting married, and therefore, you still have to feed me. Now, Gemara moves on to the third case. Now, v'imtem tzlema, if you're going to say, again, we haven't resolved any of these, but we're entertaining. V'imtem tzlema, if you're going to say, amrlei nistak fasadeu, she actually could tell him this. That's saying, look, I am acquired by you. It's like your object that got ruined. It's still your liability. You still have to feed me. I'm still your obligation, and therefore you have to feed me. But then the question is, the third case, pirsin nidema, what's the halacha if she begins menstruating? Now, the Gemara explains the question. If it's at her expected time when she has her period for menstruating, then there's no question there at all. It's not Amid Beis, because there deloy matzi amrle nistach v'sedeir. There she cannot tell him that it's like your field they got flooded. It's like I'm your field and you're acquiring me, which is the halachic conceptualization of what a marriage is. Because this is obviously not his bad mazel, because this is something that was expected. Because this is when she always gets her dam nida. So she can't tell him it's your mazel. It's obviously something that's intrinsic in her. So then he wouldn't be obligated to feed her. The question is, if it's not at the normal time when she expects her time for menstruation. The question is, what would the halacha be? As the Gemara explains the question. Since it's not at the normal time, she could obviously say, look, must be your mazel. We didn't expect it to be. We actually planned the wedding not to be at this time. And if it happened, it must be your mazel, because again, you're the primary component over here. I'm just being acquired by you, and therefore you have to feed me. Or maybe no. Even the ikonoshe the komishan yevestayu, since there are women that their times for expecting their menstruation does change. So kashas vested, I mean, similarly, it's the same thing again, intrinsic in her. It's like the time of her vest, and therefore she can't tell him the stuff for the day who it's like your mazel. It's not his mazel. It's something regarding her body, regarding herself. So therefore, these are the, according to this version again, now like Rabbi Yisrael, these are the three questions regarding what would the halacha be. Are they the same as shaktu, that since he's an oinus, he would be exempt? Or do we say that no, maybe he would be liable even though they have elements of oinus to them? So the Gemara tells us that Pashad Rav Achai resolved this question from that Mishnah that we quoted before. The Mishnah there says, Higiyazman v'lei nisu, it says that if the time came of 12 months and they didn't get married, so Eichlis Mishaloi v'eichlis betruma, what was the halacha that it said over there? It said that she eats from his food, meaning he has to feed her, and she eats his truma. Now, on that Rav Achai makes a diuk. Loi nosu loi ketani, it doesn't say that he didn't marry her, which would sound like that he's holding it back. Eloi nisu, they didn't get married. It's in the passive, meaning that the women didn't get married to the husbands. Meaning it's saying that who's holding it back? Who didn't get married? The woman didn't get married to the husband. And then we're going to say even that she's not getting married, meaning that it's her holding it back, that still he has to go out and feed her. Now, hechidami. If she's just holding back and she's saying, look, I'm not ready to get married yet, well, then that would be very difficult to understand. Then why would she be able to force him to feed her and to eat his truma if it's her that's holding it back? It wouldn't make sense. Because actually the halacha is only when they get married. It's just that the time came and not, so then you have to start feeding, but it's not his fault, she's holding it back. Doesn't it make sense to say that, like, the cases that we've been discussing, when he becomes ill and she becomes ill, all these different cases where it's har einis, and still we say that she could eat from his things and she could eat from Shumas. Rav Achai wants to say that obviously not like Rav Yosef, and that you could prove from the terminology, the vernacular of that Mishnah over there, Daf Nun Zayin, that obviously even if she's holding it back, even if Chal Sahi, that he would have to start feeding her. Not like the case of Shaktuv, the Tarkan's Chacham, not like Rav Yosef. On that, Rav Ashi says that you actually could say like Rav Yosef. And he refutes the diuk, the raya of Rav Achai from that Mishnah. Because lo'il mem l'chol, really, I'll tell you, kolei nasa lo'yachol. No, any einus, anything that's beyond, of course, this husband, when he could get married and he's not, so then he has to pay and he has to feed. But if it's any einus, like we see, like the einus of shaktu, where I know it's 12 months, but I can't get married yet, either because the chacham made the takana of Wednesday, or because I'm sick, you're sick, whatever it is, so then he doesn't have to feed her. Now, however, that the way the understanding of the Mishnah that says that Yuchayev Udukoma Akvi Inhu, it's only as we were learning in Rabbi Yosef, it's only that if it's his holding back the marriage, so then you're holding back, so you have to feed. Now, regarding your Dik that made it sound like that, it's not him, because then it said Loi Nasu. It says Loi Nisu, which sounds like that the holding back was in the woman. So in that, Rav Ashi says, you're right, but it's not a diuk, because b'dinu diboyli lemisni loy nasu, truthfully, as I'm explaining the halacha, it should have said loy nasu in the male. But it's v'aydi, the toneresha b'diti, since the beginning of that Mishnah spoke about the female, as it said over there, that we give the besula 12 months to prepare, we give the almana, the widow, 30 days to prepare. So tonen nam sefer b'diti, that's why the sefer said it in the female, but truthfully, the halacha is like Rav Yosef, and that it's only when he holds it back. Again, we only use the female because we're keeping the uniformity of this, of the ratio of that Mishnah. But any einus, the halacha is going to be like the halacha of shaktu, chalahu, chalsi, pirs, and nida, they're all einsim, he will be exempt from having to feed her mezainus, even though it's after 12 months. Now, on that, the Gemara continues, and this is going back on Rav Yosef's lafichach. Rav Yosef said, lafichach, therefore, since like we see this halacha of shaktu, which applies to that Mishnah on Daf Nun Zayin, that we learned that any einus that happens, even though it's after 12 months, the husband will be exempt from feeding her. Now, that Amar Rava says, regarding the halachas of divorce documents, up until now we're talking about getting married, now we're talking about leaving the marriage, there we don't say, and that is the claim of einus does not work. Meaning, although we're saying for feeding, for nisuin, the claim of einus helps, that he doesn't have to feed her. Regarding gittin, that doesn't help. And let's say it's a case where the husband gives a get to his wife, on the condition that if I don't come until that designated time, then it's going to be a get. But if I come within that time, then it's not a get. Now, something beyond the ability of his control happened, and he was going to come, but something held him up that wasn't what's considered einus, and he didn't come. It will be considered a get. And he cannot claim, but I was an oinus. Although for this halacha of feeding her, of feeding her after 12 months, the claim of oinus does work. For gerushin, it doesn't work. Now, so the Gemara says, amak sava rava, ein oinus begins. So the Gemara says, obviously we see from Rava's halacha that he holds that you cannot make a claim of oinus, but it was beyond my control, I was going to fulfill this condition, I was going to come, that doesn't work. And later on the Gemara will explain the reasoning for this. But one thing we see that he holds that the claim of Einzin doesn't work regarding a get. So the Gemara asks, Manoli l'Rava ha? And where does Rava know this? Although we know that Einzin is definitely halacha in the Torah, as it says, v'lanar l'sasadav, we find that Einzin is a legitimate claim. So where does Rava know that it doesn't work regarding the parsha of Gittin? So the Gemara entertains different options. Ile mohaditnan, if his raya was from a Mishnah Masechtas Gittin, because the Mishnah there says as follows. Harei zekitech, if a man says to his wife, this is your get, im, only, if regarding this condition, lebasi mikan v'atshnei masachedish, if I don't come back up until 12 months, if I don't come back within 12 months, then it's going to be a get. But if I come back, let's say 9 months from now, it's not a get. Now, umeis b'tich shnei masachedish, he dies within those 12 months. So the Mishnah says it ain't a get. It's not going to be considered a get. Now, what that means is that let's say if he died without any children, so she's not considered divorced, and she'll have a zika to Yibum, to the Yavam, because she's a widow, not a divorcee. Now, this halacha that is saying that if he dies, it's not going to be a get, which is because the halacha is saying that he only made it a get that it should be after 12 months. He said, look, if I'm not here within 12 months, then it's going to be a get. Now, he died within those 12 months. Now, the question is, who's going to be divorcing her? A dead man can't divorce his wife. And therefore, that's what the halacha in the Mishnah is saying, that if he dies within the 12 months, then it's not going to be a get. Now, the Gemara makes the following inference. Mesu de'in a get, it's only if he dies within the 12 months that it's not going to be a get, as we said, because of what's known as in get lachamisa. It only becomes a get after 12 months if he doesn't come, and he's not coming because he's dead. But, so it's 12 months, he didn't come, it's going to be a get. Who's giving a get? He can't give a get, he's dead. But it sounds like if, let's say, some other oinus, obviously dying is an oinus, but if, let's say, some other oinus happens, let's say hachala, let's say, becomes ill, it sounds like hareza get, that it would be a get, and the fact that the oinus held him up from coming because he just became ill would not make it not a get. Now we see that obviously, and this is what the Gemara is entertaining for Rava, that we say ain oinus begitten, because if you would entertain that, no, you claim an oinus does work, like we said regarding this halacha of nisuin, of feeding her, where, look, it's 12 months, I would feed you, I would get married, but I can't, there's an oinus, I'm ill, so that works. So if you said the same thing works regarding gittin, that, look, I know I made a condition that I'll be here within 12 months, and if not, it's going to be a get, but I was going to come, it's just that I was an oinus. So therefore, the oinus should help to say that it's not considered a get. Now, if that was true, that challah would also be able to invalidate the condition and not make it into get, then the Mishnah there should have said not the case of when he dies, it should have said the case of when he becomes ill. And of course we would know that when he dies it's not going to be a get, because definitely dying is no greater oinus than that. You obviously can't get there when you're ill. Maybe they can wheel you, they can do something to get you there. But if you're dead, obviously you can't come because you're dead. Now it doesn't say that. It only says when he dies. So it sounds like only because that's halacha of enged lachamisa. But it sounds like that if he was ill, even though that held him up from coming, that doesn't make a difference. We would say that it is a get. So obviously, you see, ein oinus begitten. Now that the Gemara says that no, it's not a right to Rava. Because v'dilmo lo'ilam eim l'chachola nam ein get. Maybe I would tell you that truthfully is maybe you would say yesh oinus begitten. Just like we say oinus in this parasha, that it's not a right from there. And the claim of oinus would work regarding invalidating the get. But v'hi gufa. In other words, the reason why the Tana, that Mishnah, said the case of when he dies is not to make this inference that we're saying to say, oh, but if you only become sick, then it's going to be a get. Rather, it's coming to teach this Kamash Balan that the in get lachar misa. It's just teaching this halacha even without this component of conditions. Meaning, if someone gives a get to his wife and he's sick, but he didn't make any conditions, let's say he says 12 months from now it's going to be a get. And within the 12 months, he becomes sick. But he didn't say, but if I don't come, or if I do come, he didn't say anything like that. So of course, that's going to be a get. Now, but for example, let's say someone says to his wife that I want this to be a get. I'm giving this to you now, but I only want it to be a get after I die. That is what maybe the Tana of that Mishnah is teaching, that it's not going to be a get to exempt her from a yavam. I mean, he doesn't want her to have to submit herself because they don't have children. And she's going to have to submit himself to his brother who he doesn't want her to have to marry him. So therefore he says, look, you know what? I want to stay married to you. I don't want to divorce you. But after I die, I want this to be a get for you so that you'll be considered divorced. Maybe that's what the Mishnah is teaching, that no, that it's because of en get lachar misa. Maybe the truth is regarding the halacha of oinus that, yes, it wouldn't be just only if he dies. Even if he becomes ill, it's an oinus and it wouldn't be a get. So why did they pick the case of mess? Just to say, not because of undoing the t'nai, of the condition of coming within 12 months, just because of the fact that if he's dead 9 months in and then 3 months later the get should take effect, it's not going to take effect due to the fact of inger lachamisa. And we wanted to teach you that halacha, which has ramifications even without the halachas of gittin. Now, on that, the Gemara wonders on this, that they're trying to refute the proof of Rava's halacha from that Mishnah to say that it's really, it's not just mess. It's even when they become sick, because maybe yesh get lachamis, but maybe because that yesh oinus begin, that you could make the claim of oinus and begin. So why did it say just mess and not say even the bigger chiddush of challah? Because I wanted to teach a halacha of In get la chamisa. So the Gemara wonders, in get la chamisa? That's why you think the time of the Mishnah would be saying the case of death to teach this component? But atana le reisha, the beginning of that Mishnah over there, meaning on daf ayin beis, already said this halacha. Because the Mishnah there was talking about a shchiv mera, which is a person on his deathbed who wrote a get for his wife in one of these few different types of statements, as the Mishnah there says. Let's say he writes, I read zegitach im mati. I want this to be a get for you if I die. Or I want this to be a get for you that from this illness, meaning from when I get over this illness, then I want this to be a get for you. But the problem was that he actually died before he was over with this illness, because he actually died from that illness. Or if he says, I want this to be a get for you after I die. Lawyer McClum, he hasn't said anything. And the reason is because all these three cases, I want this to be a get if I die or from this illness, whereas since he actually died from this illness, so either one, the get would only be taking effect after the illness, which is all these three cases are talking about after that he's dead. So he cannot divorce her, obviously, because of Inget Lachamisa. So how can you say that the later Mishnah is coming, that is the sefer that Mishnah is coming to teach regarding that the halacha of Inget Lachamisa? How can you say that if the Reish over there is already teaching the halacha of Inget Lachamisa? So must be that it's not teaching Inget Lachamisa. Rather, it's coming to teach the halacha of, because of his dead. Now, that's coming to teach only when he's dead. Yes, because of, there's not going to be a get lachamisa, but because to teach the chiddush of the inference, to say, but when he's only ill, even though he's an oinus, that it will be a get. And therefore you see, not like Rav of Yesh oinus, that you see Yesh oinus begitten. But now the Gemara wonders on this idea that the Gemara is entertaining to reject the raya of Rav and the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin by saying that no, maybe Yesh oinus begitten, but so why didn't we pick the case of Chala when he becomes ill? And we picked what would seemingly be a bigger oinus when he dies. If you hold that yesh oinus begitten, it should have said the case of chala, which was seemingly the proof to Rav. But he said that no, really, that the same thing would apply to chala too. But we wanted to say the case of mes just to teach halacha of enged lachamisa. The Gemara wonders, but enged lachamisa, could it be that that's what the Mishnah there on daf ein zayin in Masechtas Gittin ein vav amabei is teaching in Masechtas Gittin? But a tonel reisha, the beginning of that Mishnah, which is an earlier Mishnah, which is called the reisha to that Seifa, already tells us this halacha of enged lachamisa, where the case of that Mishnah is talking about a shchivmera. Shchivmera as a man laying on his deathbed, who writes a get to his wife in one of these many different types of phrases. Either he writes, which they all share this common halacha, either he writes, Hariza gitach im mati, that this is your divorce document if I die, meaning then it's going to be a get. Or he writes, Hariza gitach mecholize, that this should be a get for you when I get over this illness. Now the problem is he never gets over the illness, that's only when he dies, because he dies from the illness. Or Hariza gitach la'achar miso, this should be a get for you after I die. If he says any one of these types of phraseologies, loyim aklum, essentially he hasn't said anything, meaning it's not a valid halacha get. And the reason is, like, let's say the case of when he says definitely when I'm going to die, or it should be after I die, or even when he says when I get over the illness, he never gets over it when he's still alive. It's only over when he's dead. So all the cases are that they're going to be a get after he's dead. But as we see clearly from that Mishnah, already from the Reisha, that he cannot divorce her when he's dead. And the reason is because ain get lachamisa. So how could you tell me it's not a riot to Rava of ain oinus begitten? Because if it was yesh oinus begitten, then it would have said a case of a chala too. And that you want to say that no, it's not a riot to Rava. Maybe it would apply to chala too. But we specifically took the case of death to say a different chiddush and halacha that ain get lachamisa. But why would we need a Mishnah daf ein vav mesachtes getting to say that when the Mishnah ein beis already tells us that halacha? So that the Gemara says no. It doesn't refute the refutation. Maybe it's not a riot to Rava, and maybe that we would hold that yesh einis begin. And that Mishnah, that Sefer, is actually coming to teach us that enged lachamisa. But the Reisha already said that. Why would I need the Sefer to repeat that? And that the Gemara says that Dilma, maybe the reason why we needed the Sefer to, so to speak, repeat it by saying the case of Imloy Basi, is lafuke midirabaisenu, is to exclude from the opinion of what's called our teachers, which is taught in the Brisa, that we needed that to say that, because the Rabbi Seinu, they argued on the halacha of that Mishnah in the Sefer, on the Ein Vav, and they said that actually that case in that Mishnah is not a case of inget lachar misa. And the reason is because the case over there on Daf Ayin Vav Masechta Sittin is talking about that in that get, it was written the time of when it was written. Now, on that, the Rabbi Seinu say that if, why do you write the date? Now, as we quoted that halacha before from that Mishnah Masechta Sittin, it's talking about where he tells her, look, this should be your get. If I don't come from now, within 12 months, and he dies within 12 months, so it says, the way it's said in that Mishnah says that's not going to be a get. Now, the Rabbi Seinu argue on that Mishnah. And they say that since he wrote, if I don't come at that point of time, it should be a get, so why writing today's date? Today's date has no halachic relevance. If you're saying it's only a get then, in that 12 months from then, so all we have to know is that date. Why are you writing today's date? Obviously, it's because that when the 12 months come and he didn't come, then retroactively it's going to be a get from today, and that's why you're writing the date. Because again, if it was only relevant for then don't write today's date in the get. You should have just written, if I don't come by that date, meaning Rosh Chodesh, whatever, you could say the date without writing today's date that you're writing it. Now, that's what the Rabbi Seinu hold. Now, that's why the Sefer of that Mishnah had to say that halacha, because yes, an earlier Mishnah, meaning what we're calling the Reish, already said the primary halacha of Inget Lacha Misa. But we had to repeat it again to say that even that case when you write the date will also be a problem of Inget Lacha Misa. Why would we think not? Because actually the Rabbi Seinu argue and they hold that it's not going to be a problem of Inget Lacha Misa and it will be a valid get. The Tanakh Lina Braisa. That is Rabbi Seinu Hitiruhu Lihinase. The Rabbi Seinu, which is called our teachers, whoever it is that says that opinion, they held that she's actually permitted to get married without doing chalitza to the Yavam, meaning regarding this case of when he says Imloi Basi. Now, Vamina, we said in way of explanation of Man Rabbi Seinu, who is this Rabbi Seinu that argues on that Mishnah and Daf Nun Vav that we had to repeat the same aloha, Benge Lachamisa, that even in such a case when you wrote the date inside of it? On that, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Mer Shmuel, it's Beidina de Shor Mishcha. It's the rabbinic court that permitted the oil of idol worshippers, which is the Bezna Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, who was in the days of the Amiram, who he's the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, which is known as Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, not to be confused with Rabbi Yehuda Hanasiya, who he's the Bezna that permitted the oil of none of the idol worshippers. Which is because Sabri la Rabbi Yehuda, these rabbis saying that that Bezin helik Rabbi Yehuda. That he says, if you write the date in the document, that's indicative to say that you didn't write the date for nothing. The reason why you wrote it in is to verify this idea that you want to have, that the date that you're writing it and you're giving over to her this get, if you don't come 12 months from now, should be retroactively a get from now. And therefore, it's like as if you wrote from today. So therefore, again, even if he dies within those 9 months, it doesn't make a difference because it's not a get lacha misa. Although we only know what's going to be 12 months from now, but if it didn't come, it's not then that it's going to be a get. That's what the Mishnah Daf Nun Vav says it's not going to be a get because they hold an inget lacha misa. And that's why they have to repeat the same halacha to say, not like the Rabbi Seinu who hold that actually will be a get because they hold the fact that you wrote a date in it is obviously saying because you want it to be from today, retroactively, not like the Tana of that Mishnah who says that it's not going to be a get because it's actually in the 12 months from then. Now, this idea of Rabbi Yisi is actually the core of this is brought in Masechtas Baba Basra Daf Kof Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah there says that someone writes his estate to his son. So the Tanakhama there says he has to write, it should be Mehayoyim Lachamisa. It should be from today and after I die. Because if he doesn't write Mehayoyim, it's not going to be a gift, and therefore then it's going to be like all the halachas of Yerusha. Where Rabbi Yisi there says that you do not have to write Mehayoyim, because actually, just by writing the date, it's like he wrote Mehayim. And therefore, that's what the Gemara concludes, that Mishnah Masechtas Gittin is not a raya to this halacha of Rava to make a diak of that obviously ain't Oynes Begittin, because if it was Oynes Begittin, then you should have said the case of Chala, because it's not true. Maybe Chala actually would not be a get, because yes, Oynes Begittin. But we picked Mes to tell you the halacha of Enged Lachamisa. Now, although earlier Mishnah already said Enged Lachamisa, but we have to repeat it again because there are those who want to say that case of when you write the date inside of it and you say that it's tolui in this condition, if you don't come within 12 months, that there are those who want to actually say that it's not a problem of get lachamisa, because by writing the date, it's like you wrote mehayoyim. That's why that Tana of that Mishnah had to write that it will be a problem of get lachamisa, because they disagree with this halacha of the Bezin Rehudin Nesiyah, of this opinion of Rabbi Yossi, that just by writing the date, it's as if you wrote mehayoyim. So the Gemara continues trying to find the source for the halacha of Rava. Ve'el Masefa. Rather, actually, it's from the end of that Mishnah, that same Mishnah, Masechtas Gittin over there, where that's where Rava learns halacha of Ein Oynes Begittin. The Mishnah there says, if the husband says that it should be a get from you, for you, Me'achshav, from now, Imloy Basim Mikan Bad Yad Beis Chodesh, I want it to be a get from now if I don't come within 12 months. Umeis Petech Shnei Masech Chodesh, and he dies within the 12 months, there the Tanna says, oh, ha'reiz a get. That's going to be a get, because it happens from now, and now he's still alive. And now, even if he dies within the 12 months, he just didn't come. His condition wasn't fulfilled. We don't care why it is, but he didn't fulfill it. And therefore, it's a get retroactively, because he said me'achshav. Which, again, that what Rabbi Yossi holds, that even when you don't say me'achshav, but that was what the Tanna argued on that. Now, however, the case that the Tanna there picks is mace. Now, although that there's no greater einus than death, in spite of that, it said it's going to be a get. Obviously, that you see that ein einus begitten. Because if you say einus begitten, then what do you mean? He died, and there was beyond his control. And therefore, v'hu adin l'chala, the same thing would apply when he becomes sick. Because we see that when there's an einus, obviously dying is an einus, and getting sick is an einus, that it doesn't make a difference. Because what happens is that, but you didn't fulfill your condition, and therefore it's going to be a get. Now there's no problem of enget lacharmisa, because he said me'achshav, but we do see that enget lacharmisa, because if you, that it is no, the ein oynus begitten, because if you could make a claim of an oynus, then the dead husband, there's no bigger oynus than that. And therefore it should not be fulfilling the condition of not coming, because he couldn't have come, it was an oynus, and therefore it shouldn't be a get. For the fact that it is a get, you see, like Rava, that ein oynus begitten. So that the Gemara refutes that riot too. But because of a Dilma Meis Dafka, maybe actually the halacha would be that we would say yesh oynus begitten. And if he was just ill, that would not be problematic and to invalidate the get. But it's specifically the case of when he dies, where that's the whole purpose of why he was writing the get in the first place, was for this purpose, because he wanted that if he dies, it should be retroactively a get. That's why he wrote Me'achshav. Why would you write Me'achshav? If you just want to divorce her, it's anyways going to only take effect when it's 12 months from now. Why are you writing from now? The only reason would be because if he dies, he doesn't want it to only take effect then, because then it's not going to take effect because you have a problem of get lachamisa. So what's his whole intention of writing Me'achshav is because in case he dies, with deloy nichaleded tipul kamayavim, why does he want? She's anyways not connected to him when he dies. What's the purpose of gerushin, of divorce, if he's dead? The main reason why he would want to do that would be so that she won't have be zakuk to the yavam, because if she's divorced, then there's no mitzvah of yibam. If he died and he didn't have children, then there is a mitzvah of yibam. Now maybe, only regarding such an einus, he doesn't want to be mevatel the get. And that's why we're not going to make the claim of the einus begitten. But maybe by another type of an einus, let's say when he becomes sick, where he would want it not to be a get, because he was saying, look, it's only if I don't come, which obviously means that I don't care about you anymore, I don't want to come, so then it'll be a get. But if he wanted to come, he just became sick, where maybe there actually we would say that yesh einus begitten. In other words, there's no raya from this halacha of saying mess, that the same thing would apply to chala, because maybe the primary halacha there is actually only by mess. By mess is where we say that it's going to be a get. But by chala, maybe actually it's not going to be a get, because maybe we would say yesh einus begitten. Now, although mess is also an einus, but he doesn't want to make the claim of einus over there, because that's his whole reason why he wants it to be a get in case that he dies, and that's why he's writing me'achshav, that it should take effect retroactively from now, because he doesn't want it to be zaku for yibum. But maybe by the case of chala, we would say yesh einus begitten, and therefore there's no raya. So the Gemara continues trying to find the raya for Rava. Elamaha, rather, maybe it's from this halacha, where we find that Huda Amal Huda, there was this man that told the people, he said, look, if I don't come from now until 30 days, this the get that I'm giving you will be halachically a get. Now, Asa b'slef t'lasin yom, and he was coming, he didn't want it to be a get, he was coming at the end of 30 days, but upaski mavro, the river was separating him from where he had to get to, because the ferry, the boat, was on the other side of the city, and it wasn't by his side, and he couldn't get across the river. Now, Amalahu, he was telling everyone, screaming, look, chazud asoy, look, I came, look, I came. He obviously didn't come, but he was trying to say, I'm trying to come, but I just can't get across, and day 30 is quickly fading away. Amar Shmuel, lash me masya. Shmuel said, it's not considered like he came. You didn't come. And therefore, it's going to be a get. Therefore, if the woman wants to, she could marry someone else. Moreover, from today on, she's pasul to kahuna because she's considered divorced. So obviously, you see from the halacha of Shmuel that ain't oinus begitten, because if there was a claim of oinus, and there's no greater oinus than that, where I want to come, I see the days almost passing by, but there's a river, I can't come. And still he said that it's considered a get. So that's the source, as we see that ain't oinus begitten. Another Gemara says, no, even that's not a raya. Because if a dilma oinus de shchir shane, maybe a commonly occurring oinus is different. And the reason is because, yes, you're an oinus, you can't get across, you want to get across, but the boat's not there. But since this is something that commonly occurs, because the ferry's not always there, they go at designated times, it can be there, it can be there, it's not always going to be there. And therefore, Dikivin, the Boyle Lasnui Vloyasni, he should have put that in his condition and should have said that and taken, factored in the idea about the ferry, because although it's an Inus, but you should have entertained that. And since he did not, it's not considered a full-fledged Inus, and Ihud Afsar Nafshin, therefore he's causing this problem for himself, and therefore it's not considered a full-fledged, legitimate Inus to exempt him, and therefore there's no Raya, maybe we would say that yes, Inus begin, but that's not considered an Inus to allow him to go ahead and invalidate the get, and that's why Shmuel said there's going to be a get. But maybe we could say, generally, when it's a full-fledged Inus, that yes, Inus begin. So Rav, the Gemara concludes that you're right, there's no Rayas from Amiram or Tanoim. Rava Svar Dinafshe Kama. Rava said a halacha based on his own logic why it wouldn't be feasible to say that there's Inus begin. And the reason is because Mishum Tznuois u Mishum Prutzes, because of the extra modest women and because of the women that are the opposite of that, as the Gemara explains. Mishum Tznuois, because of those who are very stringent in the halachas. Di Amrit, because if you would say that there is such a concept of Inus begin, where although he says, look, there should be a get for you, but only if these conditions are met. Now, if let's say he doesn't come at that time, and we had such a halachic component of Einus Begitten, where maybe, even though he didn't come, maybe there was some Einus that held him up, that Loila have a get, that it shouldn't be a get, because of Yesh Einus Begitten, so then as we continue on top of Gimlo and Aleph, then Zimn in the Loyalness, sometimes it will be that he wasn't the Einus, meaning he just didn't come, and it should be a get. But Visavra, but this Tanua is going to think that maybe, the honest, maybe he wasn't Einus. Maybe it's not a get. She's going to be afraid to get married. It's going to be a case of aguna, because although she has a valid get and it works, and he didn't fulfill the tanai, and therefore she's allowed to get married, but she'd be worried. Maybe it was an Inus. Maybe, who knows? I don't know. Maybe what held him up, and therefore that's going to be a problem. And suddenly there's going to be a problem the other way around. Umishun prutzais, because of those that are not so stringent in halacha, because if you say that if it's an oinus, that it's not going to be a get, zimnim the oinus, sometimes it will be that it was an oinus. But v'amra, this prutz is going to say, why oinus? He wasn't oinus. He said within 30 days, I'm looking at my watch, he's not here, I'm going in, I'm getting married. V'azla mitzvah, she goes and gets married to someone else. Now when the husband then later comes and he says, I was an oinus, and he proves it, he shows that he was an oinus, the nimtza get bottle that shows that the get was invalid. Ubenah, that means to say that her children from the last husband are mamzerim, are illegitimate children, because she was still considered halachically married to him because it wasn't a valid get, because he was an oinus, which means to say that it wasn't a get. And therefore, Rava said that we said that it's going to be a get, even if it's an oinus, we don't want to run into these problems regarding the tznuis, who even when it is a get will be concerned it's not, and the prutzis, where when it's not, will say that it is. And therefore, we just said, forget about it. If he didn't come, it's going to be considered a get. Now, the Gemara wonders, well, mi kamidi, is it possible such an idea that the midiraisa lo ilahav a get? Biblically, it's not a get. Like Rashi says, because we find that oinus is legitimate in saying that you're not responsible for something. As it says in the Pasuk Devarim Chav Beis, that when it says that when a woman was violated against her will by, coerced by another man to have an illicit relationship, it says, well, you don't do anything to the woman because she was an oinus, which means that you're not held liable for the things that are an oinus. So the question is, if biblically we say oinus is a halachic concept, and therefore if we made a condition that this will not be a get, and biblically she's considered married to him because it's not a get, because he was an oinus, so because of Rav's concern of what's going to be by these different types of women, we permit a married woman to marry another man. Biblically, she's an erev of Eishes Ish. How could we, because of our concern, say, okay, we'll consider it a get, and she can marry someone else? So the Gemara says, yes, in. It's actually not a halachic problem. Because called the Mekadesh, any man that gets engaged to a woman, adaita derabbanan, he, based on the prefabricated construct of marriage, the way the sages of the Jewish people did, that's how he's Mekadosh, that's how he gets engaged to a woman. He wants that his marriage should be based on the framework that the sages instituted, which same thing would include, that it becomes undone also based on the rabbi's framework of marriage. Meaning, a get that the Chacham said is a get will be a get, just like they say, what's considered Kedushin? As we say by the marriage, we say, he wants to be Mekadosh, Kedas, Meisha v'Yisrael. And therefore, Vafkin, Rabban, LeKedushin Minei. Here, when the woman comes with such a get, even that it's an oinus that he didn't come, but he didn't come, the Rabbanan said, we will consider this a get, which, again, it's not considered a get that much as it is that it just undoes his Kedushin that he did to her, because the rabbis can define what's considered Kedushin and what's not. Now, on that, the Gemara asks, Amalei Ravina Ravashi. He says, look, Tanakh, I understand that you could say that the Rabbanan could revoke Kaddish Bekaspa, when he got engaged originally with money. Let's say he gave her a ring, he gave her money, where you could say that although this is biblically not considered a get, because it's an oinus, but we will consider this a get to uproot the Kedushin that you had originally done with her, and hence the money that you had originally given actually wasn't considered Kedushin, it was considered a gift, and therefore she's not considered married because now retroactively she was never married to you. And we want this to be because we don't want these problems with the tznuis and the prutzes. So we'll consider it a get, at least to undo the kedushin that we decide what kedushin. That's what the Rabbanan would say. But the problem is kaddish bebiya ma'ikalim. What are you going to say when the kedushin, there's three ways to be mekaddish a woman: bekesef, shtar, ubebiya, with cohabitation. Now, what would that mean, undoing that cohabitation? You can only have biya in a permitted relationship, which obviously means to say that this was a kedushin. Now, money, you could say, it wasn't money, meaning it wasn't money of Kedushin, it was a money of a gift. We can decide that you never actually got married to her because you say that it's based on our interpretation. But Bia, what other interpretation is there? Now, Rashi explains that when there's a regular biblical valid get, although, yes, there was Kedushin up until now, but that's the Gzeiras HaKasev, it's the Pasuk says that a get will sever the relationship between the man and the woman. And it permits her from now on to marry someone else. But here it's different because this is not biblically a get. The only reason why we're permitting her from now on when she brings such a get to marry someone else, even though there was an oinus, is because of when this person, this man, who's giving her this get now, which is not really biblically valid, gave her the kedushin, he did it with the interpretations of the rabbis. And therefore the rabbis can also interpret it to undo that kedushin. Now, what that would have to mean is but that they're just undoing the kedushin. But the problem is, if the Kedushin was with a Bia, now you want to retroactively revoke that Kedushin. But so what do you do with that Bia? So how are you going to interpret that Bia now? And the Gemara says, that's not a difficulty. Shavyu Rabban Libilase, the rabbis now will evaluate that Bia that he had done with, so to speak, his wife all these years, retroactively through this get, which rabbinically they want to consider as a get, they will rabbinically consider Bi'ilas Nus. That means to say all the bias he had with this woman up until now were actually out of wedlock cohabitations. And the rabbis have it within their authority to do that, again, because this person, when he got married to her, gave that authority of definition to the rabbis. It was Kedas Moshe of Yisrael. The rabbis have the rights of interpreting. Now, they say this is Kedushin, but they could also say this is a get. Now, again, as we explained from Rashi, although it's not really a get, because Oinus says that it wasn't a get, but they could just undo the Kedushin. So when such a get comes, they say, okay, you know what? It's not a get, But we want it to be a get. Now, how could we do that? By saying, well, your kedushin was never kedushin. Now, by money, that makes sense. So we say, well, so what was it that he gave to the woman? Oh, that was a gift he gave her. But what do you say by bia? And that the Gemara is saying that we say the bia was a bia's nos, because we get to define it. And now, because we want this get to be a get because of tznuas and prutzes, we'll say that she's not married to you anymore. And although, again, biblically it's not a get, but it's because she was never engaged to you, she was never married to you. And what were all those bias, all those cohabitations with intimacy, were be'ilah znuz, you were never married to that woman.